From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Syrian government forces have retaken a hospital after a deadly fight with Islamic State militants. The Syrian government soldiers took back the Assad hospital in Deir al-Zor after Islamic State attacked it on Saturday during a dawn offensive by the militants. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Islamic State had killed at least 35 members of the Syrian armed forces and detained some medical staff from the hospital. The monitoring group said that fighting in and around the hospital also killed at least 24 Islamic State fighters. Also Saturday, a car bomb explosion in northeastern Syria killed at least 2 people and wounded 5 others in the predominantly Kurdish town of Qamishlu. Hezbollah said Saturday that its investigation revealed the explosion that killed Commander Mustafa Badreddin was the result of artillery attacks by Sunni extremist groups in the area. The statement said that it was not an Israeli air attack, as was originally stated. Officials say the attack happened near Damascus International Airport. However, a British-based war monitoring group says there has been no shelling by rebels near the government-controlled airport for more than a week. Egypt has sentenced 51 people to 2 years each in prison for protesting against a decision last month to cede 2 Red Sea islands to Saudi Arabia. News reports from Cairo say the protesters were convicted of inciting violence, blocking roads, and assembling without permission. The deal to hand over the islands in the Straits of Tirwan drew sharp criticism of President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. Nigeria has called on Western and regional powers to do more to stop the threat of the Islamist militant group Boko Haram. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari hosted leaders from France, Chad, Benin, Cameroon, and Niger, as well as top diplomats from the United States and Britain at a summit on Saturday. The group's final communique called for a combination of hard and soft power to end the threat of Boko Haram. Before the summit began, Buhari told those gathered that his main problem now is rehabilitation of destroyed infrastructure and caring for displaced persons.
It is a matter of concern for people of conscience to learn that in Nigeria there are at least 2 million internally displaced persons. More than 60% of those are women and children.
Boko Haram's current nearly 7-year insurgency has spilled beyond Nigeria's borders. Attacks in Cameroon, Chad, and Niger have killed at least 20,000 people and forced more than 2.6 million people to flee their homes, including 300,000 children. Ukraine's entry Jamala has won this year's Eurovision Song Contest in Stockholm, Sweden. The 33-year-old singer is from the Crimean Peninsula, which Russia annexed in 2014, sparking an armed conflict between Ukrainians loyal to Kiev and pro-Russian separatists. Her song, titled 1944, refers to her Tatar relatives, but has also been seen as a veiled reference to the current conflict. The nearly 4-hour final round was broadcast live Saturday in Europe, China, Australia, New Zealand, and for the first time in the United States. President Barack Obama got some help from hip-hop artist Macklemore in his weekly media address, where he called on the U.S. Congress to fund more treatments to fight opioid abuse. The Grammy Award-winning artist shared his own experience dealing with substance abuse and pleaded with anyone going through the same to seek help.
Addiction isn't a personal choice or a personal failing, and sometimes it takes more than a strong will to get better. It takes a strong community and accessible resources.
Mr. Obama said that addictions often start at the home in medicine cabinets and not on the streets. The United States represents only 5% of the global population, but Americans consume 80% of the world's supply of pain medication. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.